皆さん、おはようございます。If I was with you in person, I would also say, ただいま、but I'll save that for the next time I'm with you. I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Oklahoma. Kelly and I and our families are safe and healthy and doing well.The global pandemic has required a pause in my traveling schedule, so I've had a bit more time at home this spring and summer, and I've enjoyed it. We were planning to be the faculty members in Vienna, Austria this fall semester with our students, but that has been postponed until next year. Even though we've had to adjust our plans, we're thankful for good things in our lives.Today, I want to share a couple of simple thoughts that I hope will encourage you. I very much appreciate the Mito Church Ministry team who has worked to provide the subtitles for this video for you. I won't speak very long this morning, so you don't tire of watching the video. But the first thing I want to share with you is that we should see the seasonthat we are living in as a blessing. It sounds strange just saying it because of all the challenges that so many people are experiencing. But the way we view our present challenges can have an effect on our hearts and our minds. So rather than asking the question, why is this happening to us,Perhaps we should ask the question, why is this happening for us? I know that we're living in interesting and difficult times for many people. But this gives us the opportunity to learn in new ways about what it means to be dependent on God. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters,when you face trials of many kinds. I know that this uncertainty can be very uncomfortable. Some people are facing very real and significant trials. But most of us, including me, can sometimes feel anxious not knowing how things will resolve. And I haven't seen many peopleconsidering the realities of this pandemic as pure joy. We must pray and hope, not fully knowing the future. But as children of God and followers of Jesus, this is very familiar for us because we live and breathe lives of faith.Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Even though we can't see many things about the future as it relates to this pandemic, as Christ followers, we have an incredible opportunity to speak faith into the lives of our family,and friends with confidence and the assurance of the hope that we have. As I was praying about this passage, I wondered if that's how people would describe me. Confident and assured of hope, even though I cannot see what the future holds. I'm still pondering that question. But I pray...that we can be a blessing of confidence and assurance of hope to others. Now, when the Mito Church Ministry team asked me to share with you, they said, they asked me to speak from Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 15. But I started thinking about that passage through the lens of Hebrews 11 that we just talked about.The passage in Romans points us towards the idea of speaking life-giving faith into the lives of others. And when we are bringing the good news of faith, hope, and love, we do so against the backdrop of Hebrews 11. So we can share our faith and our hope, and we speak that into the lives of others. We can do so with confidence and full assurance. I'm actually talking to you from the mountains of Wyoming. I'm here in the church. In fact, it was the very first church to be in this area of Wyoming. It's an old church that was built in maybe the 1800s. And that church is on the property of the place where Kelly and I and her family come to each year. See, we come here each year to spend a week with Kelly's family. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. It's very relaxing and life-giving. Just this morning, we spent time with Kelly's parents and her siblings, sitting on a deck, drinking good coffee, listening to the mountain creek, laughing, and feeding our souls. And when we come here each year, we have the opportunity to worship with the church where Kelly grew up. Well, the sermon that was shared was focused on the topic of sharing your faith, which is what Romans chapter 10 is about. I started remembering that the very first mission trip with Let's Start Talking that Kelly and I participated in 30 years ago this summer was primarily funded by my home church in St. Catharines that some of you have visited, and Kelly's home church in Warland, Wyoming. The faithful and generous people of those churches provided the necessary funds for us to begin our journey of learning to share Jesus in other countries and cultures. It's hard for me to believe that it's been 30 years. I was asked this weekend how many different countries I've traveled to sharing Jesus, and I've never counted, but I would guess somewhere between 50 and 60. But more importantly, I can trace so many things that have happened in our lives and have shaped our faith because of our first mission trip 30 years ago, and especially the people who made that possible. I am so grateful for these two churches, because it was both of these churches where the gospel of Jesus was shared and nurtured in us as children. It was both of these churches who helped teach us that Jesus is Lord and to believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It was both of these churches that taught us to openly declare our faith that we are saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. We love the people in these churches. They are Romans 10 churches. Brothers and sisters at the Mito Church, I want to encourage you today to continue to be a Romans 10 church. I know you already are, so I share with you my deepest respect and appreciation for the ways that God is using you to be a Romans 10 church. Because I've seen it personally. When Kelly and I lived in Mito 28 years ago, we lived in fellowship together, sharing Jesus with our community. I've continued to witness the ways you've done that in Mito, in other parts of Japan and in other countries. I've been so encouraged by the reports of your work in recent years in Singapore, in Cambodia. We know that over the years, the places that we go and the opportunities that we have to share our faith will change. But what remains the same is our love and our devotion to our Savior. There's an interesting verse in our passage today that I would like to end with this morning. Romans chapter 10, verse 15 reads, "How beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news." I've read that passage before many times, but when I read it this time, I started to think about the feet of the people who shared Jesus with me. Now, I realize that's a strange thing to do, because we probably couldn't recognize people from their feet. We remember their faces and their voices, but probably not their feet. Now, I also know that in some cultures, feet are considered unclean, and it would even be an insult to show someone the bottom of your foot. I did some reading about how feet are viewed and used in different cultures. In fact, I even read one article about the foot in Japanese culture that discussed how feet have special importance in Japanese folk performances through henbai. Romans 10:15 says that those who bring the good news of Jesus have beautiful feet. Of course, you know, through Joel, that my family likes to laugh and find the humor in most situations. So I started thinking about churches where we look at each other's feet and say, "Ah, nice feet. They are so beautiful." Now, how would you say that in Japanese? Ashi ga ii desu ne. Okay, I know that's silly, and we aren't going to start saying that to each other. But Romans 10 encourages us to have an appreciation for those who have shared Jesus with us. So, church, my encouragement to you today is to be a Romans 10 church. May God continue to use you to bring His good news to others and to have beautiful feet. May God bless you.